Reuven says the opposite way now. Everything you own, Shimon, all you, whatever you own, should be like Hegdish to me. In other words, I'm saying I'm not going to have any enjoyment from whatever you own. Then the halacha is, Hanoyder Osir. The one that made the nether, Reuven, that's making this nether, he's Osir. He can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. Because he could ask for himself on all Shimon's, or whatever he owns. What about Hareini Olecho V'ato Olai? Let's say each one said back to the other one. Reuven said to Shimon, you can't have any enjoyment from me. And Shimon said back to Reuven, you can't have any enjoyment from me. Each one asked his nechosim on the other one. So the locher is, Shneya Masurim Zebzeh. They're both Nedor Machal, and Reuven can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, because Shimon said all his nechosim, whatever he owns, is like Hegdish to Reuven. And the same thing, Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven, because Reuven said the same thing. But umutorim bishel erle bovel. You should know these two people, if they're both going to erle regal, they're going to Eretz Yisrael for the gimur regolim, when they go up, walking from bovel to Eretz Yisrael, and they have the ditches of water on the roads, they're both allowed to have it. Umutorim bishel erle bovel. They're both allowed to have enjoyment from the water in this wells. But for yasurim bishel eiso yir. But if the well belongs to the people of this city, it's a well belonging to this city, and they both live in this city, then it's also, then they both can't have enjoyment. Why? Because if the well belongs to the people in the city, so we say all the people in the city, they own it b'shutfis, like we're partners in it. So if you're partners in it, you have a right to say the part that you own, you don't want your friend to have enjoyment from it. So therefore your friend can't come and take any water from here, because he's having some enjoyment from your partner, from your ownership. And the same thing the other way. The other friend can't come and take anything from this water, because since you both have a shutfus, a partnership here, for our partnership, you have a right to say, any part that I own, I don't want you to have enjoyment from it. And we don't know which part belongs to you, which part belongs to me. Therefore, it's also. Mashenkin b'shel oil bovel, the wells that are set aside for the water to go oil bovel, that you are allowed to have enough from. So the chur mashma, why? Because those waters are hefker. Those waters are not called shutfis, you both have partnership in it. You don't own it at all, it belongs to Hefker. Therefore, since it doesn't belong to you, you don't have a right to ask for it on your friend. Now, the question is, what's called Shalala Bovel? Har Habayis, Darabayis, Halishchoyis, Vihazorois, Obor, Shalem Saderach. All these things are called like Hefker. Mashenkein v'eluhem shel oisir. What's called the bor that belongs to the city? Harachayv, anything like the sidewalks or beis hakneses or beis hamerchatz, the public bathhouse. As all these things, since they're made for the people of this city, it's not really called free. It's not really hefker. But the people in this city, like, they have a right to use it. They're like shutfis. They're like partnership in it. But I quote part of the kashrut that says clearly the bor shel erlo bovel, that the well that set aside for the people that are coming on the regal, it says clearly it's Hefka here. It belongs to nobody. That's why both these two people, they both made a nether, not to have any enjoyment one from the other, they're both allowed to come now and drink from this water, because it's Hefka, it doesn't belong to anybody. So Gemara says, V'yamrit, it's the question of Rav Nachman now. V'yamrit, if you, Rav Nachman, are saying that Bira, the Shutfihu, that you're saying this bar, this water, that was set aside for the Eil Bovel, people coming up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, is called Shutfis, it's called everybody owns a little bit of it, and therefore, if I pick it up, I pick up the water, and I have in mind to give it over to Shimon, Shimon is kind of the water, it's kind of his Shrisa, because it's Shutfis here. If so, am I Mutter? Why does the Bryce before say, if these two people, Reuven and Shimon, each one said the other one can't have any enjoyment from what he owns? So if they really own the water here, they have a shutfis, they have a partnership in the water, so why doesn't one answer, once you say to the other one, you can't have enjoyment now? Because my partnership, whatever I own, I'm saying you can't have enjoyment from it. So it should be also to use the water of this Eil Bovel. Just like you can't use the water of that city, because the water of that city belongs to everybody in the city. So if you, Rav Nachman, say the water set aside for Eil Bovel also belongs to everybody, so then the water should be also for these two people. Both of them should not be able to use it. Like Yotzanan, we learned, HaShutfim Shenodru HaNozeh Mizeh. It's Shutfim. Two people own the well together. Let's say two people own a well of water together. And each Shutif says, I don't want my other Shutif to have any enjoyment from my partnership. The Lacher is Asurim, asurim likonis lechotzer lirchoitz. They're not allowed to come into this chotzer to take a bath. Now let's say they own the bathhouse b'shutfus. They own this bathhouse together, partnership, and each one said, "I don't want my other partner to have any enjoyment from it." So each one has the right that as much as he owns, they said the other one can't have any enjoyment from it. So when two people own it together, they have the right to make the other one also not to use it. Here also, this bor, how come you're telling me now? They are allowed to use the water. Why don't we say this bor shall erla bovel is a shutfus, is a partnership. They have the right task with one or the other. By the Brisa says, bor or as lirchoitz. They can't go into the deer to wash or else into the bor to wash themselves. The base. Lirchoitz be bor.
Yeah.
Is hochinami, so the chura here also should be the same way. Why don't you say it's osur over here? How come these two shutfim are allowed to use the water since each one said, "I don't want the other one to have any enjoyment from it"? They both should be osur. So Gemara says, "V'hocha b'mayaskin." No, we're talking about over here lamalis. We're only talking about the enjoyment of. They're allowed to fetch water and drink the water. That's what the first brisa says, that the oil above could have enjoyment from this water. What it means is, he can't go down to the water to take a bath. Because to go down to take a bath, he's using all the water there, and since part of the water belongs to his friend, there's a shutfis, and his friends are made a neder not to have enjoyment, he can't have any enjoyment from it. But they were talking about you lifting up some water to drink it. So we say this svara, mar medidei komamala, or mar medidei komamala. Each one is picking up the water that belongs to him. In other words, you hold the H brera, that this is a bore, this is a well that belongs to everybody, has a right to use it. So true, that's shutfis. Shutfis means I own a part, you own a part, he owns a part. So when you fetch the water to drink it, we say the water you're taking out was your water, belonging to you. So my water, you don't have a right to say I can't have enjoyment from my things. To make a neder, you could only ask for your things on me. But you can't say my things should be offered to me. So the water that I'm fetching now, it's like a glory. We hold brera, this is my water, the water belonging to me. Therefore, the water that belongs to me, my friend can't make it also to me. My friend can make also his water. But we say the water that I'm picking up to drink now is like, we know for sure it's my water. So true, to go down there to take a bath, that's taka also. So ma de deko malo, yeah. So melo we hold like yesh brera. That's the most question now, is that true? Vitzavu Rav Nachman yesh brera? Does Rav Nachman know the yesh brera that when each one now fetches the water, we say even though really it's a shutfis, everybody has a partnership here. That's only when the water is there. But when you pick up the water now, whatever water you're picking up, we say this is your water that belongs to you. That's totally in brera, is that true? V'yotznan we learned. Ha'achim ha'shutfim. If you have brothers that the father died, the yashin the father. The loch is like this. Kishechayovim bekalboin. When the chayiv in kalboin, that means when they give over a machzah shekel, and each one has to add an extra, and each one has to add a kalboin, then k'turim imayse beima. Then the potter from giving imayse beima. We'll soon explain this. Kishechayovim b'mayse beima, when they're also chayiv imayse beima, then the loch is k'turim in a kalboin. Then I tell you the potter in a kalboin. Now the klal is like this. When you have shutfim, two people own thing but shutfis, they are potter for ma'isa beima. They don't have to pay ma'isa beima. But when shutfis goes and pays a machsa shekel, they don't have to give. When they're real shutfis, then two people, then each one has to give an extra kalbun. We add this to Gemara and Shkolim, that when you give the machsa shekel, you have to add another small coin to make sure you're giving a whole machsa shekel. And if you have two shutfim, two people paying together, even though they give the complete shekel, it's not enough. The Rabbanan still said they have to add a little bit more. So when you have real shutfis here, that they have to add a little bit more money, at that time, they're potter mi ma'isa beima. Because the loch of ma'isa beima is shutfis is potter. It has to only belong to you. That means, let's say when the two brothers, when they yashin their father, they didn't make a chalukah yet. It still like belongs to the father. So there's no real shutfis here. It's all considered belonging to the father still. So then you chayiv b'maisa beimer. In such a case, you pturim in a kalbun. Because it's considered like the father is paying for his sons. When the father pays for his sons, then there's no inya to be maisa the extra little coin for the machsa shekel. Now, v'yomer Ravon and Ravon said like this. Lo shonu. When is this said? Eloshachol ko gidiyim k'negat loyim. Like, when do we say, when the brothers really divided up, we say that it's called a chalukah, and it's called now shutfis. Like, it's not considered the yashin from their father, it's still like belonging to the father, but rather we say each one is selling his portion to the other one, each one owns for sure his portion. That's only shechoku gedim kneget loyim. You didn't divide up equally, like 10 gedim, 10 tloyim, but you said, you take 10 gedim, I'll take 10 tloyim. Utloyim kneget gedim. Avocholko gedim kneget gedim. Let's say there were 10 kids there, and out of these 10 kids you said, you take 5 of them and I'll take 5 of them. Or else, tloyim kneget tloyim. The young lambs, if you say, you take 5 and I'll take 5 of them. To make an equal chalukah, then oimer zel chelko hamagiyah mishor reshen lakach. That we say it's not really called like shutfis, each one owns his own, but rather it's called, this is still called real Yerusha. You're still taking what your father meant to give you. Like this is called Yesh Brera. If you take 5 and I take 5, we say this is the 5 my father still wanted to give us. So it's not really called like shutfis. We're called like I own 5 of my father, and you own 5 of my father. It's such a case, Tanka, they'll be taught in the Talmud, and they'll be tied in Eisabane. But Rav Nachman of Nachman said no. Afilo chalko gedim kneged gedim, utloyim kneged tloyim, ein oimez chalko amagiyah mishor mishor lakach. But Nachman holds ain't great, nothing doing. But afilo we divide up the 10 gedim, and you take 5 kids and I take 5 kids. We divide up the tloyim, you take 5 and they take 5. Still ain't oimez, we do not say, zeh chalkoi hamagiyah mishor mishor lakach. Like this is the Yerusha, this is the chelik your father really wants to give you. As if to say it's still coming from your father. We don't say that. We say ain't Dreira, and we don't know which portion really belongs to you. Maybe you're taking your brother's portion, and therefore we tell you like you have to make a chalukah now, as if each one's selling his portion to the other one, and it's called now real shutfis, a real new shutfis. So what do you see? You see Rav Nachman old Zain Dreira. So Rav Nachman old Zain Dreira, this is the kasha now. If Rav Nachman old Zain Dreira, so the question is now, this bor that belongs to the Oil of Bovel, how come it says that two people that asked Hanor one on the other, they're both allowed to use the water? If you tell me now this water is shutfis, if it's shutfis, each one owns a part of it, I have a right to say my part I don't want you to use. So it should be yosef each one of them to use the bor. So how come the Brisa says that you are allowed to use the bor? You can't say of Nachman Oz Breira. Here we see Oz Ein Breira. So Teretz has to be that, of course, the bor that was set aside for the other bovel is like Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's Mamish Hefker. If it belongs to Hefker, then the question is, so if it's Hefker, it's good. Why Rav Nachman says the what? That you're allowed to take, Rav Nachman says, each shutif is allowed to take the water. Because I can't ask them, my chelik on yours, I don't own anything here. It's Mamish Hefker, I can't ask her on you. So then the question is, if it's really Hefker, why did Rav Nachman say, when I pick up the Metziah, I have a right to give it over to my friend? We pass a Magviya Metzila Chaveru, Loi Kona Chaveroi. If it's really Hefker, you don't have a right to pick up the water to give it to your friend. That was the original question. So Gemara says, El the Kula Yam, everybody has to hold Avada Bira Dev Kerihu. Avada, the water now is Hefker, belongs to nobody. Therefore, here the Shutfim can ask the one or the other. Now the question is then, why does Rav Nachman say, if the Bora belongs to Hefker, why does Rav Nachman say, when Reuven fetched the water, and he had in mind to give it over to Shimon, Shimon is kind of the water. That when Shimon gets the water, he is kind of Shvisa. Why? You can't pick up Hefka for your friend. The Teretz says, Elohocha b'magviya matzilech averoi k'miflugi. That's the machlokes here. Masa b'kona, masa b'lekona. One says, yes, you could be kind of matzilech averoi. That's what Rav Nachman holds. And the Rosh Hashanah holds, no, you can't be kind of. So Rashi doesn't like this pshat, and Rashi says in the middle, Elohocha gassim, this should really be the girsa. Like we have our girsa. Now Rashi learns that the kashrus of Nachman in Bob Matzia says, Ha magviya matzila chaveru is loy kona chaveroi. But Nachman there says, if I pick up a matzia to give it to my friend is not kona the matzia. If so, how come Rav Nachman says here, when Reuven picked up the water from the well to give it over to Shimon, do you know who's kona shvisa? Shimon. So the question is why? Since Rav Nachman says when you pick it up for Shimon, Shimon is not kind of it, it doesn't belong to Shimon, so who it should belong to you? If it belongs to you, you should have the Kenyan Shavisah. Go as far as you could walk, not as far as your friend Shimon goes. So Teretz's Rashi learns that Rav Nachman holds no, neither of them are kind of. Ha magviya metziah. When I pick up this water now, and I don't have intentions to keep it for myself, I have intentions now, I want to give it to my friend Shimon. So true, my friend Shimon is not koina because I can't pick it up for him because it's a chav lacherim. Since it's hefka now, other people also want to come and take it. So if you take it for yourself, very good. But to pick it up for somebody else, you don't have a right to do it. It's only as a schus, because you want to be mezakrit him. We say you can't be mezakrit him if it's a chav, if it's bad for other people, because other people would like to get it better. So true, when Reuven picks up this water now for Shimon, Shimon is not koina it. But Rav Nachman just says Reuven himself is also not koina it. That's what Rav Nachman means to say. I'm not koina it either, because I'm picking up the water now, not for my sake, for my friend's sake. So right now, it's still like hefka, nobody owns it. Now later, when Reuven gives the water over to Shimon, when Shimon gets it in his hands, now Shimon is koina the water. So who has the din shrisa? How far can this water be taken? As far as Shimon has the right to go. Because Reuven was never koina the water. When Reuven first picked up the water, he didn't have in mind to be koina. It never belonged to him. It's still hefker. And true, he couldn't give it over to Shimon then, because at that time it was a chav. It's just saying the din of Nachman knows that later when Lamaisa, you give the water over to Shimon, Shimon now when he receives the water, now it becomes his water. And up until now, nobody owned it was Hefker. So the first person that got to own it is Shimon. Therefore, it's very good, Rav Nachman Shita, that the water could go as far as Shimon could go, not as far as Reuven. Rav Sheshes holds that Reuven, your koina, for Shimon, sure can't be koina. But Reuven, since you picked it up, you wanted to give it over to Shimon, but now that Shimon is not koina, L'maisa, it stays by you, it still belongs to you. So that was the machlokes from Nachman and Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Baita. Mi shehoyo peresa biracheres. If you have your fruits in another city, ve'irvul b'nei oisa ir l'aviyu etzloi. Now that city really is outside the tchum of your city. So l'maisa, you yourself cannot walk. Like you have your peres out the place in San Diego. You have your peres. You own them, but they're there. So you on Yom Tov cannot walk there. It's outside your tchum, you can't get there. But the people in San Diego, they wanted to be nice to you. They wanted to bring your fruits to you on Yom Tov. So they made an Erev Tchumen that they're allowed to walk now 4,000 Amos. And let's say San Diego is only 4,000 Amos away from L.A. So therefore, they want to now bring your Paris into L.A. Are they allowed to do that or not? So the Mishnah says, No, nothing doing. They're not allowed to bring it to you. The Lachar is pushing. Because who owns these Paris? Reuven living in L.A. Reuven living in L.A. owns the Paris in San Diego. So the Paris are asked to his Shvisa. So Lamaise says, Reuven allowed to walk from San Diego to L.A.? No, he didn't make an Erev Tchumim. So since he's not allowed to walk, his Paris also cannot be brought to L.A. So even though the people living in San Diego made an Erev Tchumim, and they themselves could walk, but they're not allowed to take your fruits, because since the fruits belong to you, Reuven, and live in L.A., and you, living in L.A., can't go so far, therefore the fruits go after you, the fruits also cannot be taken so far away. I want anybody to have any arguments back to him, so he spoke to everybody together, to tell everybody, let me hear what you have to say, and I'll tell you what I have to say. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to teach everybody that they did do mistakes, they did do averus, and don't do it anymore. So now when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give Techoch about the Chet Egel, he couldn't just say first, V'di Zohav, first to say the Chet Egel. Because if you look at the parasha of the Chet Egel itself, it could be the Klai Yisrael would tie it back, will argue back, we didn't do anything wrong. Like they'll argue back, the Pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, as if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe only spoke to you. Hashem said to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, He is your God. But not that He's the God of all the Eden, so maybe we had a right to make the Chet Egel. So that's why first Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Techoch about the Chatzeres, about what happened by the Pasha of Korach. By the Pasha of Korach, since there we see that Korach, like the Medrash says, that Korach looked at the Pasha of the Paraduma. Korach's whole time was that Kulon Kedoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the whole Klal Yisrael, not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. So from the Pasha of Korach we see that the Anochi Hashem Elokecha really went to the whole Klal Yisrael and not only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, turn over. So now, once Klal Yisrael heard the Parsha of Korach, that really the Anochi Hashem Elokecha went upon the whole Klal Yisrael, so now Moshe Rabbeinu could give Techoch about V'di Zohav, about the Chet Egel. that they don't really have an answer to them, that Yonoch Hashem Lekecha went on into Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it went to the whole Klal Yisrael. So really, it's a Techocha, how come they did the Chet Toegel? So that's why it's very good what the Seder is. First, Moshe Rabbeinu told them about the Parshas Korach, and then he told them about the Chet Toegel. Then the Pasuk says, right after Chamishi, in the Parshas Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Vayomer Hashem Alei Lemor, Rav Lochem Soiv Esor Hazeh, you went around this mountain enough, Tnu Lochem Tzafoina, go turn towards the north. The Esor and the nation, Tzav Lemor commandant saying, Atem Oivrim Begvula Achechem Bnei Esav, you're going against the boundaries of Esav. Ha Yoshvim B'Seyr, that's sitting in the land of Seyr. V'yiru mikem v'nishmartem miyoid, and they will be afraid of you, but you should also watch yourself. Al tizgoru vom, don't like. Baita v'im erev hu peresav kamo. But let's say yes, Reuven is the one that made the erev. Reuven living in L.A. made an erev in order to go to San Diego. So then he true, he could take his parents back with him because the parents goes after the owner of the fruits. So since the owner made the Erev, then very good, then you can take the fruits. It's just like you can walk there, you can take your fruits also.